the first thing I want to do, actually, well, just welcome you all here. It's fantastic to see such a great crowd. And first, I want to kick off just by asking Jim Hendren, the wonderful, magnificent Mr. Jim Hendren, founder of the party, because it's obviously very appropriate because we're celebrating 50 years, and he just wants to say a few words, and very important words, I have to say. So I think it's important that we ask Jim to come up first of all before then. Thank you.
Madam President, thank you very much for your introduction, but you've really overstated my position because I was not the founder on my own of the Alliance Party. There were a group of 16 people, and they included Oliver Napier, Bob Cooper, Basil Glass, sadly deceased, and Hubert Nesbitt, and Dennis Loretto sitting down in the middle there over from London. And Robin Glendinning. So there were 16 of us, and sadly, a lot of them are deceased. But I'm not here this morning, at least I understand I'm not here this morning, to make a speech, which I would love to make. I am here very simply to advertise three books. And yeah. Now, they're not all my books. One of them is. But the first one that I would like to draw to your attention, incidentally, these books are on table 30. So if you look out for table 30, all the proceeds of the books go to the Alliance Party funds. And the first book is History and Hope. And this is the first and only history of the Alliance Party, which was written by the late Brian Eggens, a long-standing member of the party from about 1972. And that will be priced £10. And the next one I would produce is this booklet here, and it's a poem by Robin Glendinning. I've already mentioned him, one of the group of 16 who launched the party on the 21st of April 1970. Now, I've read this poem about six times, and frankly, it is a very moving, brilliant poem written in 2007 when Robin tells me he was sitting watching the television and he was watching the late Martin McGuinness and Paisley open the assembly. And it set him to reflecting on the troubles, so-called, and the 30 years that had gone before. So that is the theme of this poem. It's in that little booklet, and the price for party funds is £5. And finally, and modestly, I produce this book and a photograph of a rather youthful self. And this actually is entitled The Militant Moderates. And even the title was supplied by Robin Glendinning. I only discovered that a year ago when I was giving him a free copy of my book because he was one of the original group. And I asked him, I said, Robin, who in fact at that famous meeting which you saw some of us on the meeting last, those of you who were here last evening, and you'll see it again this morning, who was it at that meeting who used the expression, the militant moderates? And Robin said, it was me. So there you are, the originator of the title, and yours truly, the author of the book. So that's £10 as well. So there you are. Thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope that during the day you will take the opportunity. I will emphasise that genuinely there are limited numbers only of these three books available. So I do hope you'll purchase them in the course of the day. Thank you all very much, and thank you, Madam Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. I personally have Jim's book, and it's a great book, but we'll have to see if we can get the rest of them. So, again, just welcome. I just want to welcome you all. It's brilliant just to see so many of you here. We kicked off last night. It was a fantastic dinner and great buzz. And especially as this is the Alliance Party's 50th anniversary, you know, the annual conference, and which is indeed very, very special. But before I begin, I would like to offer apologies on behalf of Stuart Dixon, MLA, who I'm sure you're all aware is currently ill and is undergoing treatment for cancer. So he's just sent a message. So I just wanted, just if you bear with me, I'll just read this out. Dear Madam Party President, it is with much regret that I shall be unable to attend the 50th anniversary conference. As you're aware, I've had major surgery for cancer, which has gone well. Unfortunately, I had to return to hospital last week. Please pass on my congratulations to the party leader and deputy leader and the party executive for the fortitude and courage shown by so many of those who went through many dark days but never gave up. They have in recent times been delivering success upon success in elections. I joined the party in 1976 and was first elected as a councillor in 1977. I can truly say that over all these years, I have made firm friendships and been inspired by incredible people and leaders. I hope to be back to my full MLA duties soon and look forward to continuing to serve to the party and my constituents in East Antrim. Have a wonderful conference, Stuart Dixon. So we just wish Stuart all the best. And just, he's on the road to recovery and hope he gets well soon. Okay, so as I said, today is set to be a very memorable conference, aptly themed as 2020 Vision, as we reflect on the years, on the past year's election success, and also the transformation of the Alliance Party over the past 50 years. And we look forward to how we can continue the wonderful Alliance surge across Northern Ireland. I think that deserves applause, because we've all done so well. It really is very exciting and certainly very encouraging to see. As we gather today, things are very different to what they have been, what they had been this time last year. The restoration of the devolution means that there is now an opportunity for real progress to be made in Northern Ireland. Despite the uncertainty of Brexit and what our future relationship with EU will look like, with Alliance representation in all levels of government. I mean, how wonderful it was to see Naomi as our MEP, and also fantastic for Stephen Farry now as our MP and our MLAs and 53 councillors. And it has been making itself, with all that representation, it has been making itself heard and truly showing that we are the only alternative to orange and green politics. The people have demanded better, given us as Alliance elected representatives the opportunity to show that a shared future is the only way for Northern Ireland. It is absolutely great to see so many members here today, some of which are founder members since 1970, and of course Jim has been opened up there, and you will see a video coming up shortly. But also I just want to give a very warm welcome also to our new members who are attending the conference today for the first time, and hopefully it will be the first of many. Today's, and they deserve applause, yeah. Again, it's been fantastic to see so many new members, and it just keeps growing, so that's brilliant as well. Today's packed agenda will cover a range of different issues, including education, diversity and cohesion, as well as the current mental health crisis we are facing. Our party leader and new Justice Minister, Naomi Long, I think that deserves an applause. brilliant for now, you know. Very proud to have Naomi as Justice Minister. We'll take the stage before lunch, as well as our MP for North Down and Deputy Leader, Dr. Stephen Farry. And again, so let's take today as an opportunity to celebrate and embrace our recent successes and to secure our true vision for 2020 and continue to demand better for everyone and for all the people of Northern Ireland. Thank you very much. So Jim mentioned the video there, which anyone that was at the dinner would have saw last night, and it's absolutely fantastic. So this is just, I'm not saying it is just, because it's a very special video presentation, which showcases some of the key moments over the 50 years. And obviously, we would need to take longer than 5 minutes to actually show everything. But hopefully, you will see that this video will capture the key moments of those old memories, which is absolutely fantastic. And you will see the likes of Jim and a few other people maybe looking very dapper in suits. I was impressed at any meetings I went to, everybody was all dressed up in suits and all. So, okay, so we'll just go ahead with the video then. Thank you very much.